Today, we're going to finish with the Avodah of the Karbanis, which was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, which is the last Keli that we are going to be dealing with when it comes to the Kli HaMishkan. The Torah tells us, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban laHashem. A person from you that will be makriv a karban to the Eivishter. So, obviously everyone knows the famous question in Chassidus, and you learned it right away in Likutei Torah. It should have said, Adam mikem ki yakriv. One of you, when he will be makriv to the Eivishter. Why does it say, Adam ki yakriv, so be makriv mikem? Now, originally I thought that this was the Alter Rebbe Shaila. But when I looked into the Mefarshei HaMikra, you find out that there are a lot of Mefarshim that ask the same question. How come it says, Adam ki yakriv mikem? And it doesn't say, Adam mikem ki yakriv. The only difference is the way the answer of the Alter Rebbe, and not his question. In other words, Fregin, Kanalim in Fregin. But Emperin, that's very, very different. There's an expression in Yiddish, as Boyin darf mena uman, avrechorev machin ken machin afilo akats. In other words, to build a big building, for example, you need a professional to build it. To break it down, you hire some Schwarzer with a great son, he just has to, or Bochum. And therefore, they can destroy it mamish in a second. You don't have to be a big uman to destroy. To ask a shaila is very easy. Even though itself, you know, it's a good thing to ask. But to fregen is green. To enfreden is a lot harder. So anyways, this shaila of Adam Mikem Ki Yakriv is an old question. And I saw a fascinating pirush of the Ar HaChaim, which we know the Ar HaChaim is considered to be a chassidisha. He lived in the times of the Baal Shem Tov, and he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and it's brought down that the Baal Shem Tov said that if he would have met the Ar HaChaim, Mashiach would have came. And there's a whole story that they went to go meet him. He got into the boat. He went with his daughter, Adel. He got into the boat, and mitamol, a big wind came, but the Baal Shem Tov said he's still going ahead. The storm was going stronger and stronger. He still said he's going ahead. Until the Satan came and took away all the koiches ha'akdusha from the Baal Shem Tov, he became like an ish poshet. He said, I'm still going ahead. Then his Satan came and took away his whole memory. He couldn't read. He says he couldn't even read Aleph Beis. Baal Shem Tov said he's going ahead. Hey, he's going, whatever it takes to bring Mashiach, the Baal Shem Tov, he's going straight. Till the Satan came, and he took a wave, and he took the Baal Shem Tov's daughter off the ship, and she was drowning. And he said, I can't be an action to go weiter on the cheshbon of my daughter's life. So he said, he told him, okay, I'm going back. And he got back, he has all his memory, and everything came back. But the kid to the Ar HaChaim was a very special yid. When the Baal Shem Tov realized that he can't go there, he sent his brother-in-law, the Gershon Kitover, to go learn by the Ar HaChaim. The Ar HaChaim is from the few Mefarshim. He actually wrote on himself that he's Mashiach. If you open up his Pirush to Parshas Re'ei, it writes over there, about Kiyitin La'ani Ve'evyin, that we're waiting for Mashiach, Sheshmoy Chaim. It was a big controversy. It was obviously a Chassidish Yid, a big Maimon in the Mashiach. And a lot of Chassidish have the Minig that every Thursday night, if you go into like the, I think it's Bobev or Ger, maybe even both, they have a minig that they spend the whole Thursday night learning the parasha with Ar HaChaim. The same way you have the Chassidish parasha, we learn Kotei Torah and Torah Ur, so they learn the parasha with Ar HaChaim because it's considered Chassidish Pirush. So therefore, the Ar HaChaim says like this, that there's many different presents you can bring Hashem. You can be Makriv Behema. You could give him eight, you could give him Zov, you could give him Kesef, you could give him Nechoshes. There's a lot of things you could do. The highest present you can do for the Eibishter, says the Ar HaChaim, is bringing someone closer to Yiddishkeit. And he teaches the pasuk like this. Adam ki yakriv. When a person's bringing a carbon, a present for Hashem, the best present he can bring is Mikem. If you take another Yid, and you're Mekarev him to the Eibishter, that is the best present that somebody could give Hashem, if it's Mikem, if it's another Yid, and you brought him close. That's how he teaches why it says, Adam Kiyakev Mikem, not Adam Mikem Kiyakev. Chassidus has a whole different view of this. And it says like this, Adam Kiyakev, when a person wants to come close to the Eibishter. Now, a person knows when he wants to come close to the Eibishter, it's going to be very hard. So he's going to say, I'm going to rely on this one, on my Magid Shir, I'm going to rely on the Mashpia, rely on my roommates, rely on this one, rely on that one. He's busy relying on the whole world. Comes along the Eibishter and he says, Mikem, Ubachem Hadover Toloi. It's up to you. It's all within you. We know that the Rebbe always said, he was last week's Living Torah actually, that the guy says, he's coming to find Eibishter. Why'd he come to the Rebbe? He's looking for godliness. And the Rebbe told him, look inside your heart and you'll find it. Look inside your heart and you're going to find it. In other words, the Eibishter, mit Yiddishkeit, is Mikem. It's inside of you. That's where it is. And it's up to each and every one of you. But now comes the next thing. Min ha-boker, min ha-tzoin. A lot of people make a mistake to think that Edelkeit is synonymous with quietness. As min ha-shtil is min Edel. There's different nefesh ha-bahamisim. You have one nefesh ha-bahamis, that type of nefesh ha-bahamis is a boker. He's flying all over the place. Er springt. He's a boker. That doesn't mean he's just a behemoth that makes a lot of noise. That's called a boker. He makes students. Then you have another nefesh ha-bahamis that he's a tzoin. He's quiet. Because he's quiet, that doesn't mean that he's any holier than the boker. Edelkeit, the makiv nefesh ha-bahamis, is a tnuah benefesh. Are you makiv nefesh ha-bahamis? Are you not makiv nefesh ha-bahamis? Whatever nefesh ha-bahamis you have, that's nefesh ha-bahamis, you are achroyi to be makiv. It's all up and depending on each and every one of you. We're not going to come to you and tell you, why aren't you like this one? Why aren't you like that one? The Hebrew is going to ask you, like the famous line of Zusha Me'anipoli, Zevel me nisht fregim, from vos binich nisht bar shem tiv, from vos binich nisht yenim. They're going to ask me, how come I'm not the best Zusha that I can be? And that's what it means, Adam Ki Yaakov, when a person wants to come close to the Eibishter, that for this in as Mikem, that it's up to you, not only is it up to you, but you're able to as well. There's no one that can say that he doesn't have the koiches. Every single bocher is temchitmimim, has the koyach and the ability and the strength to be makliv is nefesh ha-bahamis.